listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today I want to talk to you about one of my favorite verses in the Bible, Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6, where we read this. So he answered and said to me, "This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts." Building a new temple 70 years after the Babylonians destroyed Solomon's temple, that work had stalled. Zerubbabel was the civic leader of Jerusalem, and he had the responsibility to finish rebuilding the temple. He needed encouragement to do the work. God's word came to him simply and powerfully. This was the word, "Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, said the Lord." In the vision of Zechariah 3, God spoke to Zerubbabel about the issue of purity, but purity alone isn't enough to accomplish the work of God. The work of God needs God's resources and not those of human might or power. You could say that the word might here focuses on collective strength, the resources of a group or an army. The word power in this verse focuses on individual strength. So it's as if God says this, "It's not by the resources of many or by the resources of one, but by my spirit. It won't be your cleverness, your ability, or your physical strength that the temple will be rebuilt, but by the Spirit of God it will happen." The necessary resource for God's work is the Holy Spirit, and God promised Zerubbabel a rich resource in the Spirit of God. When we trust in our own resources, whether they're small or great in man's eyes, then we don't enjoy the full supply of the Spirit. Now, this great statement is also connected to an earlier vision in this chapter, the vision of the olive trees and the lampstands that supplied the oil coming right from the olive trees. We see that God wanted Zerubbabel to know that the Holy Spirit would continually supply his need, just like the olive trees in the vision continually supplied the lamps on the lampstand in the temple. God wants his supply and our reliance on the Holy Spirit to be continual. You see, in many ways, oil is a good representation of the Holy Spirit. Oil lubricates. It makes for less friction among those who are filled with the Spirit. Oil is healing. The Spirit of God brings healing and restoration. Oil lights when it's burned in a lamp. Where the Spirit of God is, there is light. Oil warms. Where the Spirit of God is, there is warmth and comfort. Oil invigorates. The Holy Spirit invigorates us for his service. Oil adorns when it's made into perfume. The Holy Spirit adorns us and makes us more pleasant to be around. And oil polishes. The Holy Spirit smooths our rough edges. The Holy Spirit works with and through human energy and initiative, but it is possible for someone to have all the energy and all the initiative, but none of the Holy Spirit. Is that what you want more of, God's Spirit? Then today, ask for an outpouring of the person of the Holy Spirit in and through your life, and determine that as far as you're concerned, it will not be by might, it will not be by power, but it will be by His Spirit, as the Lord has said.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.